Welcome, dugong lovers. On today's episode, I'll be discussing natural selection and how it affects our beloved cows of the sea. Dugongs are affected by natural selection in a variety of ways. One advantageous trait they have is their ability to live in shallow water environments where their main food source, algae, resides. Natural selection caused this trait to become more common in dugongs by dugongs who lived in deeper waters dying off because of their small lung capacity, having to return up to the surface after every 5 to 10 minutes. A disadvantageous trait dugongs possess is their small brain capacity. This makes it easy for humans to poach and hunt them. I think natural selection will affect dugongs by making them smarter over time, because only the dugongs smart enough to avoid humans will survive. This will help them adjust to the threat posed by humans. There is little variation in dugongs themselves. However, there is variation between dugongs and their very similar relatives, the manatee. The main difference between the two comes in their tails. Dugongs have tail flukes with pointed projections at the tips, much like a whale or dolphin, but with a somewhat concave trailing edge. Manatees, on the other hand, have paddle-shaped tails, more like a beaver, that moves vertically while swimming. The snout of a dugong is broad, short, and trunk-like. Another variation is, unlike manatees, dugongs are strictly a marine mammal. Lastly, manatees have much less body fat than dugongs, making them more capable swimmers. Well, that's all for this installment of Dugong Daily. Thank you for listening, and go check out our next episode on human impact. And as always, see ya!